Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Amanda. I am 42 years old and I'm a florist.
What was your first job?
My first job as a florist in Australia was about 6 years ago. I started as assistant on that a little shop. We usually to working on the upstairs of the shop on the tiny room, and my boss by the time was from Vietnam, so she had a lot of experience and she taught me everything, so I could learn a lot. And I guess that was my first baby steps as a florist, as a professional florist.
What did you like and dislike about this job?
I really enjoy to be a florist. So I think that my profession is blessing my life. And of course, as everyone, every single profession, we have some points. And I can say what I don't like to be a florist is when you need to make something which you don't think is beautiful or which you don't think match the colors or the flowers. And even with that, we need to do because the customer asked me. So sometimes that's annoying me. But I understand as well, everyone has a different taste, and I need to respect that. And that's fine as well. And what I most enjoy is being in touch with the flowers, because they are more than just colors and forms, they are energy. They bring energy from the earth. They bring energy from the people who grow in them, from the farmers. So I can feel all that hard work and energy and love in every single flowers. And I know they will spray more that kind of energy where they passed in my hands, on the shop, for the people who buy, for the people who receive the flowers. And even when they die, they come back as energy, as a different form of energy. They will come back to the earth. So that's what I'm falling in love for my profession. It's more than just appearance. It's more than just what we can see is as well what we can feel.
What was the biggest challenge and how did you deal with it?
The biggest challenge, I guess, was the language, of course, because some terms and words are so specific, as well the name of the flowers. So I should learn everything about it. I'm still doing it. Of course, we never stop to learn. So because we have a lot of options, flowers, varieties, or as well colors and tones and nuances. So and the styles as well. Behind be florists, we have a lot of techniques as well. So I was tough when I start my course to learn every single word or every new terms to keep me inside of what's going on. So In general, I guess the language was my, and still is, my big challenge.
How did you apply?
When I came to Australia and I tried to find a job, I was with kitchen hand, resume in my hands, looking for a job anywhere, everywhere, as everyone as well. But when I passed it in front of that little flower shop, I feel in my heart something like, I will try something here. Because I guess was in my roots, was my essence. Because in Brazil, I used to working on with gardens, because my place, my little town, it's so warm place, and the people spend a lot of time and money with them gardens, because they bring some fresh air and some nice shades. So that is what the people usually spend money. They doesn't spend money with flowers. They do it with gardens. So I used to work with that, because my background as well, I have a degrees as agricultural technique. So I used to work with that. But in Australia, when I pass in front of that flower shop, I just feel all my body reacting with that, and my heart as well. And I look to my husband, he was with me, and I couldn't speak in English properly, of course, was worse than now. But we try together, and I simulate some phrase. And with my kitchen hand resume in my hands, I approached my boss. She was by the time on the front of the shop, and I just tried to ask her if she needs someone to help her. And she could understand me, and she just asked me, okay, can you bring someone who is speaking English for talk to me? And that was everything starting. And another day, I already was there, starting my career, starting my journey as florist here.
How did you convince them you had the skill to do the job?
So I applied for the job, but actually they didn't need anyone. Wasn't there any sign of hiring people or help? But even with that, I tried, because I was feeling inside of me. I wasn't ready for, but I tried. So I believe it. I truly believe in that moment. And even without any speaking, without any conversation, it was just some words. My boss, she could understand me, and I guess she could see in my eyes my strong my wishes, or my how I was open to try. And I guess by the time she thought, okay, I can try to do something with that girl, because she's open for, and I can work with that energy and that truly emotion. So I guess that's how I get it. That was how I approached her, and that was how she was able to see me. It was just about body language, or about feelings. And sometimes you don't need to speak anything if you are on the same line or you know, same vibe.
What did you learn at this job that you took to your next job?
So that was my first job where I learned a lot. She was able to see my energy and my open for that job. So she as well gave me her best things. Even if sometimes was tough, I mean, sometimes she asked me for making the same bouquet or the same arrangement many times to be perfect. Of course, was sad, and many days I came to home crying and repeating for myself, I can't come back there, or I never more will step over there. But when the day is starting and the morning came, I open my eyes and say, okay, I will try again, because she gave me opportunity to learn something or to become something. And I need to get it. I need to try one more time. And that's what I did. I come back every day when she asked me, and I give her my best as I received from her best. And that's what was how happened. And after that, after all, during that time, I was studying, and some of the girls was getting married. And that was my opportunity. She just came to me and say, look, and she said, look, I have some money and I'd like to have a party in my wedding. Could you make me something? That was her proposal. And that was my second step happening here. So firstly, I was working on the flower shop as assistant, and I don't know, some months later, I was already making my first wedding, which was really dire, but happened, and was a great opportunity to try something and show my job.
What did you learn about yourself doing this job?
So after that, a lot of experiences, I should get the professional certificate. So I'm looking for some short course, and I also did long-term course on the important school of florist. So that gave me experience and give me knowledge, important knowledge about it. And when I realized I was finishing my course, I was as well with job in my field. I was plenty of gratitude, and I just realized I was doing what I love to do the rest of my life. So I found myself in that field, in that profession, that bring me a lot of satisfaction, bring me a lot of happiness, and I can forget every single problem when I'm working. Of course, it's tough to wake up every day, as everyone do it, as everyone feel. But when I'm there, when I'm doing something which I love it, at the end of the day, I can describe to you what I can feel. So every single step I have done, every tough day I have passed, was worth. So everything worth, because they helped me to transformate myself. And I know I have a lot of more to learn and to see, and yeah, it's for sure that changed my life.
What did you do after this job?
I know we can change, and that's what is really nice on the life. We can change everything. Nothing needs to be forever. But I can see myself doing different things without flowers. So I can, of course, change my career. Like I can teacher flowers course. I can work just with weddings, or I can work on the flower shop. The flowers industry has a lot of opportunity for us. And sometimes the people doesn't have that kind of look for that career. The people just think, oh, it's be a florist, it's just put it all together. But of course, it's not just like that. So when I came to Tasmania, was the same thing, was the same way. I just was passing on the Salamanca market, and I saw my boss. She's still doing. She's selling some flowers on the Salamanca. And I just approached her exactly the same way. I feel in my heart, and I look to my husband and ask him, I think I need to go over there and talk to that lady. What do you think? And he support me, and I did again. And that works again. So that's how I get my job in Tasmania. I just approached my boss. She as well wasn't looking for anyone. She didn't need any helpers as well. But she as well could feel my energy. And this time, she could as well see my resume with a lot of experiences, with the course as well. So it was different from the first time, of course. It was about 4 years after my first job in Australia. And in that meantime, I had a lot of experiences as a florist with different segments, and with a flower shop, as I told you, or in big warehouses. Was crazy, but give me a lot of support me and afford me economically and with experience as well.
What tip would you give to the job seekers from areas or other background eager to get their first job in Tasmania?
And my tip is, first of all, ask yourself what you love to do. Don't waste the opportunity to survive with what you love to do, because we can do that in Australia, maybe in other countries that we are not able to, but here we can. So ask yourself what you love to do. Because without that love, without that passion, you can't do anything good. You can't be good in anything, because everything you try to do, you need to put your love, your passion. You need to give your time for that. So spend your time with what you love it. And everything came after that, naturally. So that's my tip. Ask yourself what you love to do, what you could do for the rest of your life, and focus in that. Try to be professional in that field. Do your courses. It's tough. Sometimes we have bad managers or bad boss, but think that it's just part of the way. It's just part of the path. So everything will pass tomorrow. If you keep trying, if you give your best today, that is for sure you will get a really good results tomorrow. That is my tip. And I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope I can help you in some of tips, things, or anything. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.